Lakers lose to the Knicks, 111-96, the final score. Julius Randle goes off for 34 points for the New York Knicks, and kind of a surprise loss. I thought this would be a much closer game. Lakers obviously handled the Brooklyn Nets, but they can't get the second one in New York. Lakers got another one coming up tomorrow against Charlotte, and that'll be the final game of this seven-game road trip. 3-3 so far on the road trip. I would say that you got to feel pretty good if you're a Laker fan out there. That through the first six games, they're 3-3. But, man, would it be nice you close out that road trip tomorrow with a win against the Charlotte Hornets. We'll see how things pan out. A lot of things to point out in this game. Obviously, if you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. I'll take your phone calls throughout the show. You could also hit me on Twitter, at Alan Sliwa. So I would say this is a theme here. A couple tweets I've already taken a quick look at. I got some Laker fans saying that, you know what, that win against the Nets, we already proved that we go up against any team. True, I get that, I understand. That's going to be more factual when they're healthy and when the Lakers are healthy, and of course, that hopefully comes sooner than later. In this loss, I don't know if outworked is the right word, but usually when you're out-rebounded like that, when a team has that many more steals than you do, when you have that many more turnovers, I think there was a little lack of focus tonight. And, you know, in the specific third quarter, Lakers only put up 16 points. Struggled from the field, yes, but there were plenty of times where the Lakers could have locked down on defense, turned defense into offense. That wasn't the case. And that's what happened against Brooklyn. Let's go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Let's get his thoughts on this 111-96 loss to the New York Knicks.
Hey, Frank, don't know how much the turnovers were connected offensively, but what did you see as the main struggle on that side of the court tonight?
Yeah, really poor passing, some bad decisions, and, you know, some of it you have to credit the defense. But, you know, as good as we were offensively two nights ago, we were just as bad tonight. And, you know, it's disappointing. We had 25 turnovers, and we got our shot blocked 9 times, okay, which we view as turnovers as well. So, you know, definitely not good enough on the offensive end tonight.
Frank, you went to Marca. Was that part of just New York packing the paint? It seemed like you had some success in that brief spell there. Were you looking for something specific in that with that rotation?
Yeah, all three of our centers have to stay ready. And, you know, we're looking for a spark. You know, we're getting beat pretty good, down, I think, 13 or so. In the fourth quarter, you just look for a spark.
Is there any additional import to getting the chance to play tomorrow, Frank, assuming that this isn't the same taste, certainly in the mouth, from how you guys have been playing of late?
Yeah, well, this doesn't feel good. Losing like this doesn't feel good. So, you know, all of our guys are eager to get back after tomorrow.
Dave?
Frank, it seemed to be kind of a touch-and-go game up until maybe a couple minutes into the third quarter, where you had those consecutive possessions with turnovers. Several were strips. I know without the benefit of reviewing the tape, you did mention that the Knicks defense in your, you know, opening answer. What do you think it was, reads by the Knicks? Because to me, I don't know if you guys were even getting to a chance to make plays during that stretch where they were just kind of taking the ball from you.
Yeah, some of it was pressure, and, you know, that's part of, you know, having a low turnover night is, you know, having ball security and handling pressure. So, you know, I have to look at the tape to see what that, you know, that stretch that you're referring to looked like exactly. But, you know, all of the above for what we mentioned in terms of the turnovers.
Kyle?
Hey, Frank, especially for a guy like Dre, who's new to the team, is there – Do you feel like there can be quick adjustments to building chemistry with a guy like that on offense, like plays you can design to get something easier? Or is it just, hey, this stuff is organic, it takes time, we're going to need to grow this over the rest of the season?
Yeah, we have to do it as fast as possible. You know, we have to integrate him, you know, into our system as quickly as we can. It's not going to be perfect, certainly. We're not expecting that. You know, we'll get back to work tomorrow.
Dan?
Frank, obviously turnovers were huge tonight, but that's been a problem for you guys this season in general. Like, I think you're worse than the league in turnovers. What do you think
27th.
Why has that been such an issue, you think, for the team this year?
Yeah, just something we have to work on. You know, there's a lot of factors that we mentioned at the top that contribute to that. Got to keep trying to get better with it.
Last question, Jordan.
Hey, Coach. I know I always talk to you about Markieff, but Markieff has been shooting the ball extremely well from three. You know, what's the plan going to be with him, you know, when AD and Bron get back? You know, just want to hear your thoughts on Keith.
Yeah, I anticipate he'll go back to the backup power forward role.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. Quick with his answers. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence. Lakers got that big win on Saturday. I want to say that post-game interview was over 10 minutes. You could tell coach frustrated on the loss, and I'm sure a lot of those players out there too, just the type of performance that they had on Saturday and then this one against the Knicks. The good thing in a loss like this, these are very correctable mistakes. Turnovers, 24 of them. Take more care of the ball. Don't be so quick to make sloppy passes or take chances that are unnecessary. Those are things you could correct, and they're obviously going to get that opportunity to correct it tomorrow. Michael has always said this. Michael's always talked about sometimes the best part about a loss is when you could play the next day, and the Lakers got these back-to-back games. So you lose against the Knicks. You got this one coming up tomorrow. You don't really have time to worry about the loss. You don't really have time to, you know, let it sink in or dwell on it or anything like that. And I feel like this Lakers team, they'll bounce back tomorrow. They'll be ready to go. You kind of just get rid of this game, and if you're 3-3 through the first six games on this road trip, that game tomorrow obviously becomes so critical, so key, because you can go 4-3. You can actually walk away, come back to Staples Center, a game over 500. When we come back, we'll take some of your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. We'll also get a chance to hear from Dennis Schroeder. Lakers lose to the New York Knicks, 111-96. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's Caruso with a steal. Caruso on a breakaway. Got Derrick Rose on his hip, and he puts it up and in. Caruso thought he got fouled, no whistle. And with 55 seconds remaining in the quarter, it's 79-66.
It was all New York tonight, 111-96 over the Lakers. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. So Lakers 33-21 now, their overall record. New York 28-27, 111-96. I mentioned the final score. You know, you kind of look at certain players and see how certain players are going to perform in a game like this. Of course, you need everybody to contribute. Dennis Schroeder had a good game, 21.6 assists, 7 of 13 from the field, but 17 of those points came in the first half. Knicks obviously made some adjustments and really shut him down in the second half. I want to go to Dennis Schroeder here real quick and get his thoughts on the Lakers' loss to the Knicks.
Hey, Dennis, just taking this road trip as a whole, what have you seen as the differences when you guys are executing well on offense in the wins and then in the losses this game or the Clipper game when the offense hasn't seemed to come as easily?
Yeah, I mean, I think we came out, you know, the right way. I think everybody just got to be, you know, more focused on, you know, executing the plays, know where to, you know, be at when we start the play and when we run through it. And I think that's everyone, you know, just execute well. Even me, you know, calling out the play so everybody knows their spots. But we playing normally with no, you know, when we won the games, it was no effort, you know, that makes sense. It was just running with pace, finding the open guy, he shot it. You know, we played with a certain type of swag, you know. And, I mean, we had it for some starts, but, you know, in the third quarter, I mean, even second chance points, you know. I mean, we gave up too many of those. And, yeah, I mean, that's on us again. That's controllable things, what we, you know, can control, and we got to do it tomorrow.
You got to the rim in that first quarter a couple times for and ones. Just wondered, otherwise it seemed like the Knicks did a pretty good job of clogging the paint. And I wonder what you saw, how they were able to do that effectively, and what's the way to break that down?
I mean, the difference was we got stops, you know, in the first quarter, and we, you know, I got the outlet high. Guy came, you know, set the drag screen, and then everything is like kind of open for me to attack. I think in the second half we didn't have that, and then first off, you know, they blitzed me, double teamed me, so it was nowhere to go, kind of. So I made the right play every time, tried to pass it ahead, and try to play or create a 4-on-3. But like I said, we all got to do better.
Dave.
Dennis, I think it was a couple of weeks ago you guys had a practice, and Frank ended up telling us that he challenged you as a group to work on the turnovers. How much has that been something that you guys recognize is something you need to work on, and how do you get it better?
Yeah, I mean, you think you're making the right play, but, you know, it's not working out. That's the reason why a basketball game not going 0-0. You know, mistakes happen, but we got to limit our turnovers. And I mean, even when AD or LeBron is there in the basketball game, we get turnovers as well. So end of the day, we just got to be extra careful. And myself, I'm not putting nobody into this, but myself, I got to control, you know, even my turnovers. I mean, we got to just do better. Well, I got to do better, too.
Okay, last two questions. Kyle?
Hey, Dennis, just relating to sort of what's happened since LeBron and AD have been injured, do you feel like passing-wise you have to sometimes take more risks or make riskier passes in order to try and win games, or is there sort of a compromise you can make with that?
I mean, I just try to, you know, every game I try to, whatever I'm thinking, you know, I try to go with it. Whatever I think is open, I try to go with it. Sometimes, you know, it's not working out, but end of the day, you know, we're just playing basketball and playing off instinct. And sometimes, you know, they're playing great defense, have a, you know, hand on the ball, whatever, was a couple of those. I mean, nothing changed for me. You know, I try to create for others still, and probably even more while they out, because we need to have, you know, some people stepping up and, you know, shooting wide open threes. And I try to look for them, you know. And I think the last couple of games, you know, we've been sharing the ball very well. Sometimes, you know, you got nights where you don't make it, which you can't control. But some nights, like last game, we're going to make them and win the game. So, but I think what we can control is second chance points, rebound the ball, and our turnovers. And that's what it comes down to.
Last question, Dan.
Dennis, not to keep harping on the turnover thing, but this isn't a today issue for you guys, right? Like, this has been all season, even like you said, with LeBron and AD on the court. How much how much strain has that put on your defense this season? The fact that, I mean, that this has been something you guys have been fighting, you know, all year.
I mean, we got to do better as a team, everyone. If it's the last guy or the first guy, we just got to do better. Can't be careless, because it's going to put, you know, a lot of pressure on the defense, of course. And then, you know, we get slow, you know, go back slow, and they scoring fast break points. And we just, you know, got to take care of the ball. And it's everyone. It starts with me, just taking care of the ball. And, I mean, some things happen, you know. Sometimes you turn the ball over, it's whatever. But to limit the turnovers, that's a big key, you know. And, like I said, it starts with me, and I take the blame for it. And we just got to do better. I mean,
that's Dennis Schroeder right there. Definitely not a individual, this performance or this loss, definitely not any individual player. So Dennis Schroeder doesn't have to put too much on his shoulders there. As a team, Lakers just got out work tonight. And the good thing is, and I'm going to do this when we come back, we're going to start talking a little bit about the Lakers-Hornets game for tomorrow. They're missing some key players. So we'll get into that coming up next. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
111-96, the final score. Knicks over the Lakers. Points in the paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how, locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. Lakers taking on the Hornets tomorrow. That is one of the positives, is you can kind of have a quick turnaround here. Back-to-back for the Lakers. Just like with, I'm going to go to KCP here in just a second, but just to give everybody a quick idea on Charlotte. 27-25. Actually, I compare them a little bit to the Knicks here. Every game means something to them. This game meant something to the Knicks. They cannot fall any further in the standings. But Charlotte, sixth place, you know, even with LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward out, they're playing pretty good. Miles Bridges, Terry Rozier, they got a few different players that obviously will put up a fight tomorrow. And certainly when the Lakers come to town, every team puts up a fight. KCP, who had, I want to say, 4 points at halftime, ended up with 12 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from the three-point line. He certainly wasn't, and this is not, this loss isn't on any individual, but the Lakers obviously losing this game against Charlotte. Let's get, or against the Knicks. Let's get KCP's thoughts.
Wondering in the Knicks and Nets game, how it felt offensively, where you guys were getting your shots, and how things were for executing in the half court especially.
I feel like tonight we it wasn't much. Like, I mean, it was ball movement, but our passes was like a little bit off. We weren't like hitting the guys like right in their shooting pocket. You know, we were just throwing like crazy passes. You know, the Knicks had great pressure and high hands to force them type of passes for us. Offense was a little stagnant, and it wasn't as fluent as it was last game.
Got it. So with that high pressure, then that's kind of, that can lead directly to it and then impact shot quality. And how about packing the paint as well? Did you feel like that was more of an emphasis?
Yeah, it was. And then it was, that was closing out hot, which, forced the shooters, you know, even myself off the 3-point line, you know, forcing, tough contested twos or, you know, contest at the rim. I mean, they did a great job of that tonight.
And then I know it's important for you guys to try and win every game, but would it make a big difference to try and get the Charlotte win, go 4-3 in this trip without LeBron and AD?
Yes. No, regardless of them guys, even if they was in anyways, we want to get that win. So, you know, we got to continue to just find ways to get wins.
Kyle?
When it comes to kind of building chemistry with the bigs, and especially in pick and roll situations or trying to find them in entry passes, how tough is that to build up chemistry, especially with a guy who's just arrived on the team like Andre?
I mean, it's tough, you know, when you haven't played with a guy like Andre. It's tough, you know. You don't know, you know, when he wants it on the pick and roll, you know, if he wanted just to lob every time, you know. You know, you just got to try to figure it out on the go at this point. You know, we haven't had many practices, you know, just to emphasize that with them. But, you know, we got to learn on the go. We getting there. You know, it's getting close. We're just trying to figure each other out still. You know, it's still a different team.
Dan?
KCP, how frustrating is it that, I mean, we've been talking about turnovers all season. You guys have been a high turnover team really since the start of the year. How frustrating is it that you guys haven't cracked that yet? And how important is it that in these last 20 so games that you guys get this figured out?
I mean, it's very frustrating, you know, just turning the ball over, not putting up, you know, at least getting a shot up, you know, at least, you know, that get frustrated, you know, that starts to, drop the energy that we have for the game. You know, that start to bring like people down. So I mean, turnovers is a big part, you know, of our game that we have to do better. You know, especially where we don't have many guys that can that's making plays for us. You know, when Bron and AD is out, which is they take care of the ball as much as possible. I mean, everybody else, we got to make simple passes. You know, see the man in front of us, and just go out there and try not to turn the ball over. We know we're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna turn the ball over, but we got to limit it the turnovers for sure.
Okay, last question, Dave.
KCP, staying on that subject, obviously you can have a turnover throwing the ball out of bounds or, you know, running over a guy to get an offensive foul. But several of the turnovers in the third quarter when the Knicks started to push the game open, it appeared, at least to me, that they were just stripping the ball from you guys. What's the key to avoid those type of turnovers?
Just protecting the ball. You know, we knew coming into this game, the game plan, the Knicks was going to pack the paint. They was going to be in there. They was going to be in every gap. And like I said earlier, when we attacked them, we had to make the simple pass that was in front of us. You know, the next man that's defender that's helping, the next man that's is open. So we try to force a lot of things in the paint, which we knew they was gonna pack the paint. And they are a great script team. You know, Noel with great hands. You know, Julius got you know, there's a lot of guys that had great hands on that team. So, you know, we wanted to just make the simple pass tonight, which we didn't. We try to force a lot of things in the paint.
All right, that's KCP right there. Obviously, the theme of the entire postgame show, not only have I talked about it, but you heard Coach, you heard Dennis Schroeder, you heard KCP, a lot of the reporters referring to it as well. This is a turnovers. Just, you have a game like, if you have this type of a game where it's this sloppy, obviously this is going to be the conversation. But like I mentioned, Lakers will be quick to turn the page because they got another one coming up tomorrow against Charlotte. We'll give our final thoughts when we come back, plus scores around the NBA. Stay right here. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Pizza Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. 111-96, the final score, Knicks over the Lakers. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how, locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. Lakers taking on the Hornets tomorrow. That is one of the positives, is you can kind of have a quick turnaround here. Back to back for the Lakers. Just to give, I'm going to go to KCP here in just a second, but just to give everybody a quick idea on Charlotte, 27-25. Actually, I compare them a little bit to the Knicks here. Every game means something to them. This game meant something to the Knicks. They cannot fall any further in the standings. But Charlotte, sixth place, you know, even with LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward out, they're playing pretty good. Miles Bridges, Terry Rozier, they got a few different players that obviously will put up a fight tomorrow. And certainly when the Lakers come to town, every team puts up a fight. KCP, who had, I want to say, 4 points at halftime, ended up with 12 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. He certainly wasn't, and this is not, this loss isn't on any individual, but the Lakers obviously losing this game against Charlotte. Let's get, or against the Knicks. Let's get KCP's thoughts.
Wondering in the Knicks and Nets game, how it felt offensively, where you guys were getting your shots, and how things were for executing in the half court, especially.
I feel like tonight we it wasn't much, like, I mean, it was ball movement, but our passes was like a little bit off. We weren't like hitting the guys like right in their shooting pocket. You know, we were just throwing like crazy passes. You know, the Knicks had great pressure and high hands to force them type of passes for us. Offense was a little stagnant, and it wasn't as fluent as it was last game.
Got it. So with that high pressure, then that's kind of, that can lead directly to it and then impact shot quality. And how about packing the paint as well? Did you feel like that was more of an emphasis?
Yeah, it was. And then it was, that was closing out hot, which, forced the shooters, you know, even myself off the 3-point line, you know, forcing, tough contested twos or, you know, contest at the rim. I mean, they did a great job of that tonight.
And then I know it's important for you guys to try and win every game, but would it make a big difference to try and get the Charlotte win, go 4-3 in this trip without LeBron and AD?
Yes. No, regardless of them guys, even if they was in anyways, we want to get that win. So, you know, we got to continue to just find ways to get wins.
Kyle.
When it comes to kind of building chemistry with the bigs, and especially in pick and roll situations or trying to find them in entry passes, how tough is that to build up chemistry, especially with a guy who's just arrived on the team like Andre?
I mean, it's tough. You know, when you haven't played with a guy like Andre, it's tough. You know, you don't know, you know, when he wants it on the pick and roll, you know, if he wanted just to lob every time, you know, you know, you just got to try to figure it out on the go at this point. You know, we haven't had many practices, you know, just to emphasize that with them. But, you know, we got to learn on the go. We getting there. You know, it's getting close. We're just trying to figure each other out still. You know, it's still a different team.
Dan?
KCP, how frustrating is it that, I mean, we've been talking about turnovers all season. You guys have been a high turnover team really since the start of the year. How frustrating is it that you guys haven't cracked that yet? And how important is it that in these last 20 so games that you guys get this figured out?
I mean, it's very frustrating, you know, just turning the ball over, not putting up, you know, at least getting a shot up, you know, at least, you know, that get frustrated, you know, that starts to drop the energy that we have for the game, you know, that start to bring like people down. So I mean, turnovers is a big part, you know, of our game that we have to do better, you know, especially where we don't have many guys that can that's making plays for us. You know, when Bron and AD is out, which they take care of the ball as much as possible. I mean, everybody else, we got to make simple passes. You know, see the man in front of us, and just go out there and try not to turn the ball over. We know we're going to make mistakes. We're going to turn the ball over. But we got to limit it, the turnovers, for sure.
Okay, last question, Dave.
KCP, staying on that subject, obviously you can have a turnover throwing the ball out of bounds or, you know, running over a guy to get an offensive foul. But several of the turnovers in the third quarter when the Knicks started to push the game open, it appeared, at least to me, that they were just stripping the ball from you guys. What's the key to avoid those type of turnovers?
Just protecting the ball. You know, we knew coming into this game, the game plan, the Knicks was gonna pack the paint. They was gonna be in there. They was gonna be in every gap. And like I said earlier, when we attacked them gap, we had to make the simple pass that was in front of us. You know, the next man that's defender that's helping, the next man that's is open. So we try to force a lot of things in the paint, which we knew they was gonna pack the paint. And they are a great script team. You know, Noel with great hands. You know, Julius got you know, there's a lot of guys that had great hands on that team. So, you know, we wanted to just make the simple pass tonight, which we didn't. We try to force a lot of things in the paint.
All right, that's KCP right there. Obviously, the theme of the entire postgame show. Not only have I talked about it, but you heard Coach, you heard Dennis Schroeder, you heard KCP, a lot of the reporters referring to it as well. This is a turnovers. Just, you have a game like, if you have this type of a game where it's this sloppy, obviously this is going to be the conversation. But like I mentioned, Lakers will be quick to turn the page because they got another one coming up tomorrow against Charlotte. We'll give our final thoughts when we come back, plus scores around the NBA. Stay right here. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.